The Problem with Social Media.
Part 1.
As governments around the world attempt to regulate social media, we ask how an invention that was supposed to support freedom of expression has created such division and hate.
Part 1. Designed for digital addiction. We were told social media would change the world. It would connect people, give a voice to the voiceless, and enable new forms of creative expression. It has, of course, done all of that, but people are now waking up to the toxic effects of social networks, with governments around the world considering ways to regulate social media companies and their algorithms. Where did it go wrong for the giants of Silicon Valley? The answer lies at the heart of their business model. Social media companies make their profits from advertising. Facebook, the oldest and biggest of them all, made $84.2 billion in advertising revenue in 2020. The more time that we spend on a platform, the more ads we see, and the more money these companies make. So it's no surprise that they all want to maximize user engagement. But it's how they do this that's creating the problem. When people are glued to their phones, it's not because the content that social media offers is so compelling per se, but because of the way platforms are designed. Some experts call these designs addictive, as if they were digital drugs. But anthropologist Natasha Schull, who studies casinos in Las Vegas, has a better analogy. Facebook, Twitter, and other companies use methods similar to the gambling industry to keep users on their sites, she says. We see this when we think about infinite scroll, the feature that fills our feeds with endless fresh content. It's addictive in the same way a roulette wheel or slot machine is. Getting constant new exciting results releases small rushes of dopamine in the brain. Asa Raskin, who invented the scroll, has called it behavioral cocaine, with users always returning for more. The like button also triggers dopamine release, just like receiving a compliment. It provides validation and can lead users to base their self-worth on their online profiles. The toxic effects this causes have long been known by Facebook and others. Instagram's own research found it to be especially damaging to younger users. And yet, that hasn't stopped them working on a version of their app for children under the age of 13.